As of today, more than half of the states in this country have activated their National Guard after widespread protests over the death of George Floyd. In New York City today, Governor Andrew Cuomo called for a national ban on excessive force. In Washington, D.C., Mayor Muriel Bowser announced a two-day curfew starting tonight at 7, following weekend protests there that started peacefully. But eventually led to chaos outside of the White House, where parked cars and an historic church were set on fire.
In Flint, Michigan, Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson told protesters over the weekend that his officers were different from the officers charged in George Floyd's death.
Don't think for a second that he represents who these cops are from all over the county and around this nation. We go out there to help people, not do that nonsense.
There we go.
Meanwhile, here in Los Angeles County, business owners throughout the region have been taking stock of the damage in places like downtown L.A. and Santa Monica. And Frank Stoltz is a public safety correspondent for KPCC. He joins us from L.A. And Frank, you were out over the weekend at the protests. There were curfews implemented, including one that started actually at 6 p.m. last night, different from the 8 p.m. Curfew the previous night. What did you see when you were out there?
Well, I think what's notable about the protests over the weekend is their spread. The initial protests Wednesday, Thursday, Friday were really restricted to downtown Los Angeles. But on Saturday, they spread to the Fairfax District, to Melrose Avenue, and then out to Santa Monica and the beach cities, including Long Beach. Which is, of course, the second largest city in Los Angeles County. It's about 500,000 people. People forget that sometimes. And there were fires, police cars were burned. And while the vast majority of the folks who were out there were peaceful protesters, it did indeed turn violent. I was in downtown Los Angeles Saturday night, the hotspot for some of the most violent activities. I was at 8th and Broadway and witnessed a large group of looters break into a Foot Locker. It was a chaotic scene. There was a bike stand on fire outside. It was about 9, 10 o'clock at night. As one group of folks came out, one fella threatened to shoot people in the crowd if they didn't get out of the way. Turns out he and another man were carrying out a safe, and there was a pickup truck parked nearby, and they carried that safe to the truck. So clearly there was some organized crime involved here.
Again,
you know, most of the protests, of course, were peaceful.
Yeah. You know, there's a history here with the riots after the Rodney King verdict back in 1992 that's fresh on folks' mind here. How would you describe the police response?
Compared to 1992, there were a couple of similarities. In 1992, after the acquittal of the officers who beat Rodney King, police were reluctant to move forcefully initially because they knew that people were angry. The relationship between the LAPD and communities was poor. And that really kind of set the tone for the 4 or 5 days of rioting because they backed off. They were not aggressive. We saw that again this time around, but for a different reason. The LAPD has improved since then. Its relationship with the community is better, and they were reluctant to move in because they were attempting to practice de-escalation restraint. We should note, we'd be remiss if we didn't, that there were a lot of there's been a lot of criticism of the LAPD for too quickly using tear gas and rubber bullets. And
we actually heard about one of your colleagues. Yeah, one of your colleagues was hit with a rubber bullet while he was out covering the protests yesterday.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. In Long Beach, and it was the Long Beach Police Department, which is notable because reforms there have been slower, fired at my colleague Adolfo Guzman Lopez, or at least in his direction, and hit him in the throat with a rubber bullet. He's okay, but it is one of several stories where people say they were just going about their business, either protesting or doing their job as journalists, and were hit by police.
That's Frank Stoltz. He's public safety correspondent for KPCC. Frank, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.